Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Melissa.
Yes.
You have to tell Bert what you're doing.
I know.
You might
I
have to tell Dr. Oz what you're doing.
I know. Well, we talked a little bit about it on Saturday. But I, for those who have not heard yet, Katie and I are freezing my eggs. And I say freezing my eggs, are actually freezing embryos this week.
You really are going to have to speak to me as though I am a sixth grader when it comes to any of this. Because we had this conversation on Saturday night. And I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Outside of, how do I put this lightly? What to touch? I really don't know a lot about
female anatomy,
how women's bodies work in this way.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, every month women produce a natural hormone that causes one ovary to make an egg. Because I also learned through this process the eggs were not already created, which I thought. So even women don't know their own bodies. But it's a natural hormone that one ovary creates an egg and then pops it out and you have your cycle or you get pregnant. So what I'm doing is for the past 6 weeks, they have slowly built up my hormone level of that natural hormone and others that has allowed both ovaries to decide to make multiple eggs. So then what's going to happen this week is they are going to go and retrieve those eggs. They're going to mix them with the sperm that we have received from the donor, and then they're going to see which ones start splitting, as in would start growing. And then they're going to put them in the freezer and stop the process.
And all this is happening like a little Petri dish.
Yeah. So the fascinating thing is it's very sci-fi, which of course I love. But it's like this. It's a scientist in a lab that is going to put the two together and look and see, and then put them in the freezer.
Awesome.
So and I was teasing with them today because I have really not felt very many effects of the hormones. One hormone did make me cry, but I'm not on that as much as I was. So I'm not in a crying mood or emotional mood anymore. But the fact that both ovaries are producing a lot of eggs, they're growing. My ovaries are bigger than normal. And so I feel incredibly bloated and huge today. So I keep every now and again lean back, pull my shirt down, like, oh my God.
Like grandpa at Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
You know, like you just polished off enough turkey for four men.
And it started last night because I have to give myself shots for these hormones come in a syringe. So I have to give myself shots every night. So last night after that shot, about an hour or so after that, as my estrogen levels and everything were building.
Where you have to give yourself the shot?
In my stomach.
Yeah, she told me.
Yeah. So, so last night Katie was laughing at me because I was just like laying on the couch and it was, just like one of, really, tough cycle. So anyway, but other than that, I've been very fortunate and it may not end up in anything because when they go to retrieve, some of the eggs may not even take to the sperm and it may not produce any egg, any embryos whatsoever, but we're hoping that it will. So.
And the obvious question from the outside looking in is why not just implant them and have a baby?
Because I am not ready to have a baby. Okay. Katie and I are not financially or time-wise ready, but because I am 40 now and because I am a transplant recipient, in case something happens, in case I have to go on dialysis again, we wanted to have this option.
Right.
So.
I knew the answer to that.
Right.
But that's the question from the outside looking at.
Now, I tease them. If we do get embryos in the freezer this week, I do expect, a Mother's Day card in May for my ice cubes, But because I guess I'm kind of a mom.
One halfway embryo.
Yeah, one Mother's Day card or several?
It depends on how many. I will know by the end of the week how many embryos are in the freezer.
It could be 20. So,
so
we might
it could
have
be 20. It could be
20
one.
Cards.
It could be three. It could, they don't know until we get there.
Octomom.
Now, if you have 20... and you only use one or two, can we give the others away to caller 100?
Can you we'll create some kind of contest?
You can win Justin Bieber tickets or Melissa's eggs.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.